The Midnight Snack podcast would like to acknowledge the Dharawal and Bidjigal people as the traditional custodians of the land we are recording on today.
We would like to pay respects to elders both past and present and extend our respects to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people across this nation listening today.
What up, everyone? This is Lolly with an I, not a Y. Get it right.
This is Roo, aka the Cultured Black Kid.
And you're listening to the Midnight Snack podcast.
Let's go. Australia Stacey's podcast and your one-stop shop for all things juicy in the culture.
Here to bring you the latest and greatest in the ads. Yes. Actually, if we go that low, I'm worried that the noise-canceling
preset
is
going to cut out.
Okay,
sorry. Here to bring you the latest and greatest out of your planets. Yeah.
That's my Rennie impression.
Oh, yeah. That was me doing my best Rennie expression, but more hype of when he was on the pod last.
Here to bring you the latest and greatest and out of your playlist.
Anyway, we are here back. We hoped you enjoyed our episode on Tuesday, and we're going to continue that discussion.
Oof.
We have been discussing.
Told you we could do it. Discussion.
Discussion.
We have been discussion.
We have been discussion.
Yes.
Onto the episode.
Yes.
We have been discussing J. Cole. We've been geeking out a little bit. Yes. And you know, this is just a continuation of the geek out.
Because we can literally talk about this forever.
Forever. And yep. You know, this two-episode arc is
it's going to come to an end.
Literally testament to that. Yep. So we hope you enjoyed on Tuesday. If you didn't hear that, make sure you go back and check that out.
Yes, sir.
That's episode 67. But
yes, sir.
If you have, we hope you enjoy the...
I was about to say something. Right? Jesus Christ, what were you going to say? If you have... let me try that one.
Yep.
All right. If you haven't checked out that episode, make sure you go check it out. And if you have... Well, then I guess you'll hear.
That was not any better at all.
All right.
All right.
Let's get into it.
Right after this.
I want to get into, you know, our favorite J. Cole albums and why. And, you know, not argue our points, not really debate it, but, you know, just be like... why I feel like my album might be a little more impactful overall.
Studio albums?
Yep, studio albums.
Okay.
But not including the mixtapes. Unfortunately, as much as the mixtapes are important in the lore of
Cole. Shut the fuck up. I hate you. Anyways, no, I'm joking. Yeah, okay, just the albums.
Yeah. I would like you to start.
I was going to say Friday Night Lights. But I'm not going to say Friday Night Lights. After Friday Night Lights, for me, my favorite J. Cole project would probably be Born Sinner.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. I would say Born Sinner. And if I'm being completely objective, I'm actually not being very objective at all.
Okay.
It's a lot of it is to do with sentimental value, nostalgia.
Okay.
For me, at this point, that album came out 2013, nearly 10 years ago.
Yeah.
But what I kind of want people to understand why it's my personal favorite is because for me, that was the peak of my music listening days, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I really do believe that every, like, when during your adolescence, like, as a teenager, as you're growing up, the music that is around you and shapes your taste is ultimately going to be the kind of stuff you're going to rock with forever.
Oh, yes. 100%.
That's why everyone from the 80s says 80s music was when it was prime. Mm-hmm. Everyone from the 90s says that. Yep. Everyone from et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah. So for me, that was J. Cole, was that era, that 2012 to 16 was like that sweet spot. Actually, fuck that. I would even just say 2010 to... 13. Like just pure high
just
school.
That one thing. Yeah.
You know, just that peak period.
Yeah.
So outside of that though, I think sonically it was something that was completely different from everything else that we had heard from J. Cole. And I know that might not be saying much because we're talking about studio albums and it's a second studio album. But when you consider the fact that the Come Up, the Warm Up, and Friday Night Lights were all kind of, maybe with the exception of the Come Up, were all classics. You know?
Yes.
The warm up and Friday Night Lights.
I think it's widely agreed, not just amongst J. Cole fans, just among hip hop fans.
The classic mixtapes.
Those mixtapes are classics, 100%.
So I think when you consider that, like, it's not just he sounds so different after one album. No, he sounds, there's a lot of growth here, and it's a kind of a dark shift from everything that was happening from the come up, warm up, Friday Night Lights days to this more gritty, more. You know, I can understand a lot of people had those same points as criticisms, which is like a more down J. Cole.
Yeah.
It's a bit more depressed, whatever, whatever. But in hindsight, again, when you listen to it, I feel like there are a lot of moments that showcased J. Cole as an amazing lyricist and as a great producer.
Because he produced the only joints on that he didn't produce was the interludes.
Yes.
And he produced everything else.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
I wasn't 100% sure about that.
Yeah. Obviously, some co-produced, but yes.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, there's also this great video, speaking of J. Cole's production, which a lot of people, I feel like, have seen.
Mm-hmm.
The video of how he makes Power Trip.
I love that video. I watched that video
Chugga, chugga, chugga. If you know, you know.
Yes. If you know, you know. But, no, do you have anything else?
No. Tell me about your album. What's your album?
Mine is also Born Sinner.
Really?
I thought yours was going to be Interesting. 2014 Forest Hills.
Fucking.
I assumed. Don't make assumptions, guys.
Don't make assumptions. I mean, that's a good assumption, though.
Yeah.
That's
it's because, you know, me and you have had like a whole discussions about 2014 Forest Hills Drive and like personal connections that we're not going to get into. But, you know. I honestly came in here thinking, oh, I'm going to debate 2014 versus Born Sinner.
Born Sinner, but no, now we're on I feel the same like side.
Yeah, and I'm okay.
So this is I'm really interested in what your points are.
Okay, so yes, like you, it's also for sentimental reasons. It's the first album that you introduced J. Cole to me. You know, you're always, you know, a little what's it called? Something eyed. Wispy-eyed or something like that about the
first
time you hear something or, you know, a bit emotional. It's the same reason why Eminem, I am...
Misty-eyed?
Misty-eyed, yeah, something like that.
I'm going to look it up while you talk.
I'm a little... about the Marshall Mathers LP 2 because that was kind of my introduction to Eminem. It wasn't Slim Shady LP. It wasn't the first... It wasn't the Eminem show. It was Marshall Mathers LP 2. And because of that, like, I fucking love that album. Like, really, 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 really love that album. Aiden got mad at me at one point. And I've come to my senses once because I said that the Marshall Mathers LP 2 was the best Eminem album. I definitely don't believe that now. But anyway, so yes, it is because I have an emotional reaction to that album. But like you mentioned, it's also... because it's an unexpectedly dark album, especially coming off all the content that he's put out before. Now, it's not like he hasn't... It's not uncommon.
You said unexpectedly, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it's that's not, a key word.
Yes. It's not like it's out of the J. Cole range to put out something that's dark. You brought up Dreams. There's Lost Ones, which is, you know, him talking from the perspective of a girl who got pregnant and then he is not sure he wants to have the baby and thinks they should have an abortion. And, you know, he's talked about his dad before, you know. So it's not unlike J. Cole to have super serious or super, like, insightful things. But it was just the fact that he did that for the whole album. There was no standout can't get enough.
Yeah, and plus, like you said, you were a starry-eyed kid. Sorry, I'm just going to... I found a list of idioms, I'm just going to try and
just rattle them off.
Sneak each one in and see which one's...
starry-eyed.
Starry-eyed, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, and I'm curious...
Now that you've grown up a little bit and you moved on from being that twinkly-eyed...
No. okay.
...kid...
Yes.
How do you feel about the album now?
I love it. I love it even more because the more I sat with it first and I'm like, okay, this is just a dope album. But now I listen to music differently.
And it's not as googly-eyed.
No.
Okay.
It's, you know, the more I've consumed content and I've really understood the deep themes of it and like again, it's like, oh shit, I'm a born sinner.
Yeah. And it just feels a lot more deeper. It doesn't feel like you're looking at it through, like, you know, it's not like you're looking at it all pigeon-eyed.
No, not that.
That's all I've got for
that's
you.
That's all the ones you got. I think it's the CI. Yeah, no, it definitely, you know, gives a lot more depth to it.
For
it's
sure.
Like, fuck, this content, the music videos that go along with it.
Yeah.
Crooked Smile is such an uplifting song. But in for the sure. music video, yep. he gets arrested because he's drug dealing out of his house.
Yes.
And the girl who's living there gets shot by the police.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's there's fucking another, dark.
I don't think I realized this at the time, but there's another link that I found out about mm-hmm. with Born Sinner and one of my favorite J. Cole songs, mm-hmm. which I think also adds the sentimentality and why I love it so much.
Mm-hmm.
What was the single on that album?
Power Trip.
It's a sequel to Lights, Please.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I thought it was a sequel to Dreams.
Sorry. Dreams. I meant yes. Dreams. Because Dreams was the first song I listened to.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Which I love. Fucking amazing in the video.
Yeah. And it's in the video, for those of you guys who haven't seen, is basically him hiding the body that he talked about killing
yep.
in Dreams.
Yes. Which is Miguel. Miguel plays
the dead body.
The dead body.
Yeah, no, great, great album. I'm glad that was your pick as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Like,
it's interesting.
Like, people.
And we both went for sentimental, like, you know, yes. something that was sentimental to us.
100%.
Yeah.
But I.
Bunch of pussies.
This, I wonder if you will agree with this point.
Yeah.
So my favorite Star Wars movie is Revenge of the Sith. I know you're not too much of a Star Wars fan.
No.
But it's Revenge of the Sith. You know, if you know, you know. My favorite Marvel movie is Captain America Civil War.
Yep.
Both of those movies. Oh, I think that Born Sinner is the equivalent of both those movies. And I'll explain why. It's because it's not the high moments in the protagonist's lives. But rather the downfall or the beginning of the downfall. So in Revenge of the Sith, it is the downfall of the Jedi and it is Anakin's turn to the dark side to become
okay.
Darth Vader.
And in Civil War?
In Civil War, it's the breakup of, it's the beginning of the beef between Tony and Cap, and it's ultimately the breakup of the Avengers.
Yeah.
And the beginning of that.
Yeah.
Now, how I relate it to Born Sinner isn't, it's a downfall with J. Cole, like something really happened to him, but it's his realization that, you know, this music industry isn't all it's cracked up to be, which he then addresses a lot more on his following album, 2014, Forest Hills Drive.
Yes.
So because of that, I'm not sure
it's
if that
the, it's
led
the
him
moment
to, yeah.
that, yeah, I mean, essentially with going into those movies,
mm-hmm.
they're both movies that show the central element be vulnerable.
Yep.
You know, especially in the grand scheme of things.
Mm-hmm.
So in Civil War, it's the beginning of when the Avengers are the most vulnerable, and mm-hmm. then they have the whole Infinity Saga, whatever, yep. whatever. And in Star Wars, it's the same sort of theme. Mm-hmm. So I kind of see what you're saying, because it's a darker album,
mm-hmm.
and people, yeah, you know, well, J. Cole. It's the album before J. Cole drops 2014 Forest Hills Drive, where mm-hmm. he's so introspective and so reflective and seems yeah. like he's come on top of that.
Yes.
Not just dealing with it.
Yeah.
So I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Yeah. So I kind of related to the dark aspect.
Yeah.
Now, obviously the album itself is dark. I'm also meant, like, you know, J. Cole's starting to realize, fuck, this industry shit.
Yeah.
Like I kind of want to start to, you know, do my own thing outside of Cole, outside of Jay, outside of Rock Nation, or, you know, start to divert from the path that I initially was going through, where, you know, you see how he looked in that what's a Beyonce song he's featured on again, Party. You know, he's standing in front of the Bugatti with the chains and all that shit. Starts to growing out his hair, starts dressing a little more not common, but like an everyday person.
He's more like himself, actually. Yeah.
And yeah, no, starting more to go like a little bit yeah. back to his roots, his initial yeah. roots, start riding his bike a lot more, sells yeah. all his cars.
Yep.
So, you know, it's not the downfall of Cole. It's more so the realization that things aren't cracked up to be what they seemed.
Yeah, it's the growth.
Yeah.
More the growth and implementing the growth. Like, mm-hmm. I think in the grand scheme of things, it all kind of makes sense. Even though, to me, like, when I listen back to 2014 Forest Hills Drive, like, the issue with me is that he kind of talks about things that he's always spoken about, mm-hmm. I felt.
Okay.
And he paints it as if this is the first time he's like realizing this.
Yeah.
Whereas when you look at it from the point of his career, there's a whole part that we're not really considering and taking into account, which is that J. Cole coming up as this prolific writer, he's always been that prolific and wise, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
But he was also going through something that he had never gone through before, which was fame.
Yeah.
And so even though he knew all the lessons and wisdom from just, you know, his, we knew these things about being humble and knowing, you know, what's important and things like that. Know, it's like
trust and blah, blah, blah.
He kind of revealed in himself that like, I didn't even know as much as I thought I did.
Yeah.
You know, I thought I knew. I've been sitting, hindsight, it feels like I've, as an artist, as me, someone who's speaking to people and fans mm-hmm. and an audience, I've been telling you all these wisdom without actually having lived it. Now that I've lived it, let me really tell you about it.
Yeah.
Let me tell you why it's so important.
Yeah.
You know, and Born Sinner was definitely the beginning of that.
Mm-hmm. So like, what's your rating of that comparison between those, that movie, at least Civil
War? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think it makes a lot of sense. Like, that's a really interesting point of view that I hadn't really considered.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to make a direct comparison, of course.
Yeah, of course.
Because, like, so much, you know.
I did stretch it a smidge, but...
No, but it makes a lot of sense. Yeah. It definitely, you know, it's the turning point album.
Yes.
And, yeah, it kind of goes back to the point that I was trying to make as well, which is that the album, even though it was his second album, mm-hmm. and because it was his fifth project,
mm-hmm.
you know, there was a lot of growth, and that was the one that displayed the most growth in terms of like, I'm kind of turning into a different kind of person.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I don't want to talk about this stuff, but like, you know, I kind of just want to.
Yeah. I'm processing this stuff.
Yeah.
I'm talking about it because I'm telling you.
Yeah.
But I'm processing it.
100%. You know?
And it's the same with those movies. Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, so.
Look at you.
Yeah. Well, I.
Making comparisons.
Well, I got this, or I drew this, I say.
Yeah.
And I was going to give it to you. Now, this is before understanding that, you know, Born Sinner was actually your favorite album, but I drew this earlier today.
What is this?
What do you mean?
Is this the back cover?
It's the artwork. That's the artwork, and that's the track list.
Wait, what do you mean you drew it?
Like I drew that at work today.
Oh, before you knew that I was going
to
say.
Yeah, I thought I was just going to hand it to you. It's just a random present. But seeing as Born Sinner is your actual favorite album.
Thank you.
It was just a big dub. I was like, I was just at work and I'm like, fuck it. Let me just draw this.
I'm going to draw the album. This is sick. Thank you. I appreciate it.
But anyway.
I'll
go.
I got you this.
I don't want to touch that.
It represents how J. Cole is like part of your bones. As I'm handing him a half-eaten
wing.
I'm sorry. I didn't get you anything. That's my point. I apologize.
That's okay. But anyway, let's start to wrap up. We hope you enjoyed this little discussion about you know, us geeking out about J. Cole.
We love J. Cole, man. We could, it's almost like we could talk about it for two whole episodes.
That's true. That's true. And by golly, we pretty much did.
Yes.
next episode, I don't know, Kendrick.
Maybe,
We should just go.
Who do you guys want to see?
Who do you guys want to hear us talk geek out about?
Yeah.
And you know, if it's someone we don't like, we're not talking about him.
On next week's episode, tune in to find out the history of Kanye West episode.
Oh, bro, don't even get me fucking started. Because I will feel so bad trying to hype that man up because I love his fucking music prior to now. It makes me so angry. Anyway, AJ, do you have anything else you would like to say to the people before we go?
Just, you know, it's time to... Last time I jumped on the pod, I came and we spoke about some throwback stuff.
Mm-hmm.
This time around, I encourage people to go back and listen to some throwback J. Cole.
100%.
You can listen to all the albums on Spotify. I really recommend people get the DatPiff app.
Mm-hmm.
Stream the mixtapes.
For sure.
It's hidden gems.
100%.
You know, I really wish they were out on all major platforms, but unfortunately they're not. Go get your history up.
100%. Not an accidental curly fry, but kind of an accidental curly fry. What would be a song of choice from the J. Cole discography that you would suggest that the people listen to?
I wish I thought about this.
That's why I'm putting you on the spot.
Yeah. Look.
And I'm kind of on the spot
too. This is a really bad, this may objectively be a bad one, okay. But I would say Dreams.
Okay.
It's the exact same reason, like, it's one of those songs if you've never heard Okay. Dreams. If you've never heard J. Cole, listen to Dreams first.
Okay.
Listen to Dreams first.
That's a good starter.
That's a great starter, I think, because it's like if you've never heard that song, if you like Pina Colada, and you listen to it for the first time, especially if you're a little bit intoxicated, it's like the fucking coolest story in the whole world, bro. Yeah. So it's like a little bit like that. Like, it's just great writing. It's what I kind of started with. So I think naturally I feel like maybe people would resonate the same way I did, maybe.
Yeah.
How about you?
I didn't think I was going to go this way, but it popped up in my head. I'm like, yeah, that one. Premeditated Murder. Murder.
Really?
That or Home for the Holidays.
Home for the Holidays is a good one.
Because I fucking love that beat. Dun, 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 dun. But yeah. So one of those, Home for the Holidays or Premeditated Murder. But, you know, check out the whole discography like we just mentioned.
Yeah.
Fucking just have a day. Just have a couple days.
There's so many favorite songs off of Friday Night Lights like I could go into.
That's a whole nother two episodes worth of content.
Blow Up. Actually, I do have a really quick funny story about the Blow Up. It's really funny. So back in the day when we were still very young and just sort of getting into writing music and putting, you know, recording, we record on shitty software and just sort of release it.
Yeah.
And we wouldn't have any beats, so we'd just find instrumentals online.
On YouTube, yep.
And Blow Up was one of the songs I wanted to cover and do. And our thinking was also like, oh, if people look up the Blow Up, maybe they'll find my version and love it. And I just remember one time Aiden, the friend who subconsciously introduced J. Cole into all of our lives here in Australia, he was at my house and he just was like, he just enjoyed pissing me off for absolutely no reason because he knew I would just blow up.
Yep.
And then he just, in the background, anytime I would say anything about the song, would sit back there and giggle with my cousin and be like, bro, that's a shit song, bro. Why would you even want to cover that song? It's such a shit song. And he did it to the point where I actually blew up. I like slammed the computer. I was like, all right, then, it's a fucking shit song, bro. Just shut the fuck up. Just leave me alone. Just walked out of the room.
How old are you?
I was like 13. Yes. Shut up.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good story. That's a good closer. That's a good closer. And with that, I am Rue, aka the Culture Black Kid.
And I am Lolly with an I, not a Y. Get it right.
And you are listening to the Midnight Snack Podcast, Australia's tastiest podcast, and your one-stop shop for all things juicy in the culture. We are out.
Peace. And mac and cheese.
And
or something. You know, I don't know.
Yes, whatever.
Whatever she says.
All right, cut. The Midnight Snack Podcast is hosted by Lolly and Rue and executive produced by AJ and Rennie of Midnight Group. Theme song and transition music by Midnight Sound. Be sure to follow us at MKS Podcast on Instagram and TikTok and DM us if you would like to suggest a topic or like your music to be possibly featured on the show. Make sure you follow us wherever you listen to your podcast, share and leave a review. It helps a lot. Stay tuned for future episodes every week on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Peace.